Few weeks ago, I planted a young sapling tree in the gardens at Villa Somalia in Mogadishu to raise the issue of deforestation. And it got me thinking, what does a young sapling need for it to grow into a strong, healthy tree? It needs to be supported with a strong stake. It needs to be watered and fed, and it needs to be protected from animals that try to eat it, so its soft bark and kill it. And so it's with this young sapling we have all planted together, call it Somalia. We need support, we need assistance and investment, and we need protection from those who try to knock us over. The first period of growth is always the most hazardous, where the most support and protection is needed. But as the bough thickens and strengthens, the tree needs less and less support until finally it stands broad and tall and strong. Okay. My vision for a federal Somalia at peace with itself and its neighbors, and which poses no threat to the world, a Somalia with a resurgent economy, thriving small and medium-sized business ventures and sustainable employment so that families are properly provided for. A Somalia with values of kindness, respect and human rights, all underpinned by an education system that harnesses our intellectual spirit. So we are here today to begin a four-year process that must begin with a considerable investment and support, but which I hope will finish with very little. Heads of states and governments, excellences, ambassadors, special representatives, honored guests, the Prime Minister and I welcome you to the second Somalia conference in London. Mr. Prime Minister, I wholeheartedly thank you and your government for your personal engagement in shaping our future and for your support in hosting this great conference. I particularly congratulate you for reopening your embassy on our soil in Mogadishu after more than two decades' absence. People may ask why Somalia matters at this time, but there is a huge amount at stake right now. The future of our country, the security, hard at work to deliver an integrated national security plan, economic reform, and a new financial management system. Rule of law and judicial reform, an environment conducive to commercial growth. We are achieving real progress week by week, month by month, but challenges do remain. Despite being militarily defeated, Al-Shabaab have melted into the society and began a new phase of insurgency and a campaign of terror, an experience I know that Great Britain comprehends as well as any other. Our constitution is only partially complete. Piracy must come to an end. Millions of Somalis still live in desperate conditions as refugees in neighboring countries and as internally displaced persons in their own country. And we lack developed government institutions, schools, hospitals, roads, sanitation, and other basic services. As you will hear over the coming hours, however, we came to London to share with you our detailed plans to address these challenges. We are building our army forces. We are restructuring and developing our police force. We are reforming our justice sector. And we are revolutionizing our public finance management systems. We are driving Somalia from emergency to recovery, and from recovery to development and reconstruction. Ultimately, however, it will be a Somali-owned solution that will fix Somalia. But no country has ever recovered from such social and economic collapse without the help of the world. And so, in partnership with our endeavors, we respectfully ask for your total and unflinching commitment, partnership and support. The African Union, our brothers and sisters in Amazon, and the ultimate sacrifice made by many brave African soldiers. We owe to it their memory to ensure that we do not take one single step backwards. The progress that has been made in Somalia over the past 3 years would also not have been possible without the committed support of the United Nations, the United States, the United Kingdom, and the European Union. We owe it to the publics who contribute to these governments and institutions to see this process through a conclusive conclusion. We are also indebted to the kindness and generosity of countries like Turkey, Norway, the Arab League, member states, and other countries. Your assistance over the past few years has spread hope and belief among our people. We welcome ANSOM, the new United Nations mission in Somalia, and we are grateful for the consultations offered in agreeing both the mandate and the appointment of the new SRSG in Somalia. We congratulate His Excellency Mr. Nicholas Kay on his appointment as the new SRSG. We are looking forward to receiving him and the new UN mission in Mogadishu soon. I wish to thank Ambassador Mahiga, the outgoing SRSG, for his relentless and determined effort in leading the design of the roadmap and seeing the transition through. Our best wishes and tribute go to him. The people of Somalia are eternally grateful. Winning the war in Somalia has been proved. Winning the peace in Somalia will take patience and great skills. We are at a critical junction. The time is now. We have little time today and lots to achieve. All of us, especially those in the background who have worked so hard to make this conference happen, will want to depart with a real sense of progress. I thank you all for coming and for your dedicated support for Somalia. Together, we can make Somalia strong again. A tree standing tall in the African bush with deep roots binding it securely to its region and offering shade and protection to its people as they rebuild their lives. I thank you.